Kyle's, you took care of those people. I always do those things for them. They get the grant, it's a super small thing. And so that's what I was trying to do. I was wondering if you, Paul, Bebe and Bob, Ethanol, they're going to California, you know, this thing, where, you know, they've got a lot of those properties for me. As you know, they are the people who come with me. So anyway, I had told them to go to Florida, and I told them, we are not going to tomorrow. And, you might get Bebe a call and say, is Rob maybe in New York City? And if it's more convenient, I mean, whether they like, they could come and go out from here, you see what I mean, on the plane. We're not full, you know, but I mean, we won't be, because Paz is going, really, they're going. Sure, but anyway, we can do it. And if, you know, they just might want to maybe fly up to Florida in the morning and then go from here. But it's either one. They can go from there or some will be leaving approximately 1 o'clock. Well, 12 o'clock, so. I don't know, 1 o'clock, I'm just confident we're not going to go any sooner than that. I put it this way, find out if they are in Florida. If so, they shouldn't come up here, don't you agree? It's too much trouble. Or I think fun, have to do it. I think it'll, I don't think Bebe may have to do it. That means a lot of us involved. Yeah, fine, okay, fine. All right. I think with those four or five suits, that'll give us enough to go through the fall.
Yes, sir.
And then I would suggest that the ones that are the wrong...
The old ones?
The old ones. Well, Ati, you leave them there. I think in your instance, you talked to me. and cold turkey. I scream as much of a freedom for as you do. God, these guys have just got a real hand. To what extent they can show cleverness, restraint, you know, there are various ways they can do this. I've done it first, you get lost, and you're all sorts of things. But I just put it right on the line. Put me right behind them. Say, now you're doing this, you're acting, not acting at all. This is, he'll have to do it himself. He's going to leave no stone unturned to hold the line. Okay? Yeah. I just wonder, too, now, I want you to follow through, if you will, a little bit plus. The agricultural lobby, I was sounding facetious, but I really mean what I say here. I think a lot of this, putting all this vapor, you know, it's terrible. I don't see any reason that there's going to be a world where meat shouldn't, why we shouldn't go in and help our community clean the land. What do you think? Yeah. 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 This is for Hook and Mouth. Well, would you tell Henry that I think that I raised it, push along with you? Okay. John, how are you?
Well, considering everything just happened,
I ordered you to order yourself a little beverage. You don't want it. All right.
Well, that was good. I'm not standing for one.
Well, these people are
questions.
Yeah. Well, they sort of hung in there on Agnew and a few other things, but we got to keep guessing a little bit.
Amazing, none of mine. They all come out of the same place. We don't have any trouble in the area.
Well, there are so many other things that could have asked about. You could ask about transportation, how? Thank you. Yeah, go ahead, chief.
Yeah.
Because there's tons of that.
That's Chesapeake City.
Oh, fantastic. shot as a private site.
My tastes are very...
One thing you can be goddamn proud of, I think we can be, is our court.
Having those four guys done great.
Sure. I mean, like two or three I was going as far to get it. And, you know, sort of kicking the lips around. But these, when they came up on the right side of the Capitol Bridge, with that pleased me. Because that happened to be my view.
Well, that's my curve.
It's
not doing without notice.
People really understand this. Do you think they're getting that across the bottom about the next court?
Very, very. I think that decision yesterday, which got the biggest play in the decision, really draws the line for us. Because there, the next court is still a minority of one, by the one that they hung together. They hung together pretty damn solidly on the court.
They've been great.
Actually, all of the picked up white on one side.
All of the writers played on the Mason court. That was column after column after column.
Playing it both ways.
A lot of those
are negative, but that's good too at the same point.
Well, I love it. I don't want those pictures that great on Grayson House.
Well, it's right on the aisle of Mason.
John, the decision comes down, it's written about the structure of the Nixon Court.
It's interesting, too, it's the Nixon Court, not the Herbert Court. The other one was never the Eisenhower Court, it was the Warren Court. Fortunately for Eisenhower's memory,
to the Hudson Stewart Court. Nothing ever. You know what? Georgetown did it, don't you? The Georgetown set. The son of a bitch just softened up. Ivy League, Georgetown. Remember, I told you, watch out for people, huh? This kid goes to the Smith. Okay. Hard resistance. John, on this other matter, Bob, can you really go on? Let me say this to you. It's one of those things where right arm is shown for a long time. Going way back to the late 60s. Who's your right arm? The real problem is the eye. Let me say this to I've always had a theory about politics. I covered this question, so I might never come to regret. I dedicated that book, it's a fly, if you call it, to Pat. She also ran. And it's always seemed made in leadership. Of course, I'll mark it as that for a woman, being a wife of a politician is infinitely more difficult than being one. Because you see the man getting out there, slugging, getting around the dress, getting home, getting a restaurant, and so forth. And for one who doesn't have to be a politician, in other words, who doesn't want to give one damn about it, they're simply doing it for public service, as is your case. I suppose being a wife of a politician is very difficult. Martha has been a great asset to us, and a star quality. We'll always know. But I can see that what happens here is that I've judged that two champions in 3 years, that's over. All of a sudden, you get out of that, you get in here, you're in a line of fire, kicked around, you're not all this and that, and what the hell is this all about? And time goes on. My own view is that probably, I'd say this with great reluctance, your thought and understanding of your body, probably is correct. I think the real problem is how and when they handle it, not the way in which your judgment is going to be done. Because I think, too, when you're dealing with situations involving men, but even more so women who are emotionally upset and involved about matters of this sort, you cannot run, you cannot press too far, because you never can be sure what's going to happen again. The pressures are never going to get less. They're going to get a hell of a lot worse. I just want to give you a little my own thinking that I totally understand. I feel about it. You're the best judge of that. Whatever your judgment is, I have to be working on it. Brother, provided you could, but I do, the only thing I would say, the only thing is that you can well see them. You can't put amateurs in around in the dark California or New Jersey. You know the ones where, and also some of the southern stuff. It's just too, but you agree, Bob?
Absolutely.
I guess that, you can say, well, we'll let a friend or we can do this, or by law. It's too big a play. They don't fuck you. They don't fuck you yet. As a matter of fact, if you put in a new man, you have to do, they're going to just talk to me. That I can't do.
Well, Mr. President, Martha's around with White Bird. She understands. I'm sure she wants you to be reelected. I appreciate it. And she wants to be really good. She came on that deal back in when she called the back case. And she brought up the fact herself. I was trying to keep the lid on and keep things quiet. I could be a consultant just so long as I wasn't object of all of them.
All the shit.
So I would hope that that would work out for the fight and everything else in the sensitive area. I came to regret the conclusion based on two things. And number one, she really went over the brink this time around. And it was very contented with the destroyer.
You can't let that happen.
Can't let that happen. second one, she's a follower, when we created someone from Frankenstein, fresh.
She's a celebrity?
That is correct, fresh.
You can't do anything, like, for example, you know, when you want to strain a situation, or maybe have some friends, or have a taken trip, or something like that, you could have easily done it in 68. You would no more do that now on the fly. She's a public eye, I see that.
That's right. And if she breaks again, we can create that, and that, but God, what she's about to say, do, you know, fight the back end.
And that's why.
Martha loves parts of it.
But Martha has the rest. Martha doesn't like
parts of it.
She does. But Martha doesn't like it. She doesn't like it. She's a fighter.
She's a Martha. No, we can't sit there and take this kid in the phone. That's what Martha's not. She's a fighter.
Okay.
Which I like. I find it difficult to be restrained sometimes. Thank you.
Let me say, we really don't need to go in, but I understand totally.
I think it's not much more to go into.
Because
some of the words you said, because your service is not called to. Went up by himself.
Well, that was smart.
Well, we were lucky to get out of that, rest of the country, so the subject of quarters, taxes, all over the place. Well, the manager there is an old friend of ours, he just put up a little, going to Westchester, otherwise, we'd have to talk, and that's what we're going to turn to actually do with the public.
Got a few of them, you know, and some of these votes, like, for example, he knows I'm on a senator, welfare reform. He's for it, and I want to say, so he's sick. I'm supposed to know that he, but I guess you guessed that.
I guessed a long time ago, but some of the activities that are going on doesn't look like.
Well, the reason we're pushing HR 1 so hard is that it doesn't have a holder's very with.
As long as Richardson and Hudson, there's no program to recover.
That's why I called him in and said they're fighting. I called him in and said, I'm turning it down. We will not move further upon.
True. Yes, but the next day in the Los Angeles Times, which drove Ryan Reagan up the wall, was the statement that somebody put out that Richardson and Hudson had urged you to do so.
They did. That's right. And I rejected it.
Ryan, you were in the Carolinas. I mean,
like, for example, this legal service. Oh, that son of a bitch. I mean, it must come around. He was. Public broadcasting by God of Idol. Well, I'd like to just try to send her around over there. $85,000 your job. You're the highest paid. Higher than any member of the cabinet, state clerk. Right, am I right? Is it dated 85?
It's 85 on that.
But he's worth it. He said, he's a pain in the ass. He said,
well, he's a handful, but that works like hell.
That's the other point. He could argue that Walter Cronkite is worth that or something on the market.
Sure.
Sanders,
after the candidates get out of here, he went down.
Sanders is solely a Kennedy ass kisser.
Oh, there's another factor. The longer you wait, the more risk each hour. You run the risk of more stuff, valid or invalid servicing on the water being given type of thing.
You couldn't possibly do it if you got
a medical problem within your stuff.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If there's something that does come out, we don't be holding up as well. May not. But there's always risk.
As of now, there's no problem there. As of any moment in the future, there is at least a potential problem.
Oh, I cut the loss fast. I cut it fast. If we're going to do it, I cut it fast. That's my view, gentlemen, speaking. And I wouldn't, and I don't think, oh, as a matter of fact, I don't think the story, if you put it in human terms, I think the story is positive rather than negative. Because as I said, as I was preparing the answer to that press conference, I just wrote it out. So I do the ones that I think are terribly sensitive. I don't know if I know a hell of a lot of people like that answer. They would have. And it made anybody else ask any other questions and look like a savage son of a bitch. Which I thoroughly intended to look like. tell you with confidence something that happened 2 to 3 days ago. Billy Graham called me. And he said, you know, I'm an 8th grade admirer of mine. His wife is a hawk. And he said, I don't want to get into something that's not my. And he said, if I can do anything in regard to this situation between John and Martha, I will be glad to do it. There's no problem. I said, Martha's daughter's nervous. She's under strain here, and it's just all there is to it. I appreciate it. You see, my point is, when you've got a guy that's on our team, and so forth, it shows you that the reaction will be expected. They'll think, well, of course, that's why you have to do it.
And one of the other things I did, writing back to Brian, that all I'm going to do is read Martha's family.
Fantastic, huh? This was after she had That's great.
But you taking this move, people won't expect you to be a surprise.
No, if it's a surprise. Otherwise, you're right, it will be tied right to one of you.
You won't fight.
If you wait too long, it simmers down.
And if other stuff develops somewhere, the problem is it's always a potential of something.
I look at that around the car.
That's right. It'll be hard to hard line official departure under.
Exactly. I just want it to be happy today. Martha's not hurt.
Yeah, okay.
sorry about the problems.
This is shit I don't want to watch.
Yeah. Sorry about the problem. And I owe that to what you've done. Thanks for telling you.
I owe a big for that.
No,
but I think it's a good solution for it. All right, sir.
You, let me just say this. I won't say any further. If you leave Martha's tough, she's been through the things I've been through in my life.
Well, I'll be able to have some of that.
Sometimes it's more difficult than that. As a matter of fact, I really think that Sam Rayburn and Joe Martin are right. No politician should ever be married.
I agree with you. I think it's a hell of a lot easier.
Really? I mean,
well, I'll be sure.
I think, frankly, the Catholic Church is right. I mean, the popes, the priests, and the rest, that are just better for them.
I'm as hard as hell.
This family, you know, and all the other things.
God, man, you've got a built-in
terrible problem.
Total conflict of interest.
And that's, so there you are. And it's just people in public life have one hell of a time because of their... Well, anyway.
We'll try and work it out.
Right. We sure will. Thanks.
Yes, sir.
I think maybe I'll take a little nap.
Yes, sir.
Woke up early this morning. It's going to be 10. About
45 minutes.
Five minutes to three.
water petition, because Mr. McGruber has something.
What's that?
Mr. McGruber has something for you to do. Mr. Waller.
What's that?
Mr. Waller, Mr. Hawson.
Haldeman.
Mr. Waller.
Is Haldeman here?
No, sir.